Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. For the past 3 years, COVID-19 has been part of our vocabulary. Today, Dr. Scott Harris, State Health Officer for Alabama, visits In Focus with an update, and he also talks about the fentanyl crisis. Dr. Scott Harris, welcome back to Troy Public Radio, and thank you so much for joining us by Skype today.
Thank you for having me, Carolyn. It's good to be with you again.
Dr. Harris, we're reaching a milestone with COVID-19. Can you get us up to date on what we're finally seeing?
Yeah, we are finally seeing numbers in a consistently manageable range, I guess is the best way to put that. We have a few thousand cases a week, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 or sometimes more, but most of those are doing just fine. On any given day in Alabama right now, we have somewhere between 150 or 200 people who are in the hospital all combined all around Alabama. And that's a number that's manageable. You know, that's certainly a number that our hospitals can handle with current staffing situations and such. So we feel like that we've moved to just sort of a live with it phase and move on. You know, we don't ever really know what's around the corner. Is there going to be a new mutation or variant that makes things worse? We still are certainly interested in getting our most vulnerable people a booster vaccination if they haven't had that booster shot yet. So I wouldn't say we've forgotten about it, but it has become a little bit more of the normal work of public health that we do every day.
Well, I've noticed some people who are at risk for complications from COVID are still wearing masks in public and sort of keeping their social distance. How about booster shots? We had another booster shot last fall. How about now? Is anything out there?
Yeah, so there was a new formulation of the COVID vaccine, as you mentioned, that came out back in September. That was the first what we call bivalent booster. It's bivalent because it has a couple of different strains of virus that it covers in that booster. And that's the shot that everyone should have taken at this point. So if you got your original shots, including your original booster, anytime before back in September, if you haven't had the bivalent booster, then the current recommendation is to get one of those. There is new information that's coming out probably by the end of this week or by next week about some groups who may need a second bivalent booster. That would be our people who are most at risk for severe disease, like older folks or people that have certain chronic health problems. But at this point, the recommendation is only to get one bivalent booster. I think that has done a lot to help keep things under control. Alabamians are not doing a wonderful job of showing up to get those bivalent boosters. But a lot of people have, particularly our most vulnerable folks, and we hope folks will continue to do that.
I noticed on your alabamapublichealth.gov website, you have a campaign to address the fentanyl crisis. What's going on there?
Yeah, so fentanyl, as you probably know, Carolyn, is a synthetic form of an opioid drug, a narcotic drug that's related to morphine or codeine or heroin. And fentanyl is just showing up in all types of illicit drugs these days. There is a prescription version of fentanyl that's used in hospitals, is typically used by anesthesiologists or pain management specialists. But most of the fentanyl that we're seeing in this country now is being manufactured illegally in a lab somewhere and then smuggled into the country the way that you think of other illegal drugs coming into the country. And because the people who sell illegal drugs don't really care too much about the quality of their product. This fentanyl is showing up in all types of other drugs, and it's incredibly dangerous. It takes really only just micrograms of fentanyl to cause somebody serious illness and can even stop your breathing or kill you. We're seeing a huge increase in the number of emergency room visits in Alabama related to fentanyl, as well as an increase in the number of deaths related to fentanyl. And in most of those cases, it doesn't appear that the people involved knew that they were taking fentanyl. They were taking some other product. You know, maybe it was another opioid. Maybe it was a pill that was disguised as a normal narcotic tablet. Or sometimes they have counterfeit pills that look like Adderall or they look like anything else. But if those are contaminated with fentanyl, it can really be a serious problem. So we're working with a lot of other groups in the state. We have a new sort of public awareness ad campaign called Odds Are Alabama. And that's because odds are, if you're buying a pill or using an illicit substance, if you're getting medicine from anywhere other than a licensed prescriber and a licensed pharmacy, odds are these days that thing that you're consuming is contaminated with fentanyl. It's just an incredibly common and potentially deadly problem.
And I noticed that Narcan nasal spray is available now over the counter. What does that do?
Yeah, so Narcan is the brand name for a drug called naloxone, and it's the opioid reversal agent. So if someone takes an overdose of an opioid drug like fentanyl or like morphine or like heroin, those drugs can stop you from breathing. And so Narcan, if you give it quickly enough, reverses the effects of that drug and allows you to keep breathing and allows you to get medical care, you know, which would potentially save your life. There are a lot of forms of Narcan. It comes in IV forms that are used by paramedics or in the hospital. It comes in a nasal spray form that a lot of people take as well. One of the nasal spray formulations now is available over the counter. That is, it used to be a prescription drug, but now is available over the counter. So many doctors will encourage even their normal patients who don't abuse drugs, but who may be on a narcotic prescription chronically for some reason, to go and buy Narcan and just have it available in the house and make your family aware of what it's for and how it's used. And that way, if someone accidentally overdoses or takes too much of their even prescription drug, Narcan can save their life.
Wow. Dr. Harris, before we run out of time, there are a couple of things on your website we're following: monkeypox and candida. Can you quickly tell us what those are about?
Sure. Monkeypox has been with us now for a year and a half or so. It's a disease that's often transmitted by sexual contact, although not always. It's been a big problem in big cities in this country, and we started a vaccination campaign to protect people. And fortunately, that does seem to be subsiding. We're only seeing a case or two each day in the country, a new case. So that's really good to see that on the way out, we hope. Candida auris is a type of fungus, a type of candida organism that is causing outbreaks in hospitals. We've been fortunate not to really see much of that in Alabama. There have only been a handful of cases reported in Alabama. But in the Northeast and in places like Chicago and Los Angeles, we've seen really big outbreaks of this in hospitals. It's a germ that can be difficult to treat, that many of the usual drugs don't treat it effectively. So it's something that we're monitoring and hoping that we don't see any more of it here in our state.
Well, Dr. Harris, thank you so much for the update on what is happening with health and disease. Thank you for joining us today by Skype.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. It's always good to be with you.
That was Alabama State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. More information about COVID-19, including long COVID, can be found on the alabamapublichealth.gov website. That website also contains county-by-county information on COVID, as well as fentanyl, monkeypox, and Candida auris. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.